Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
dying inside, trying to understand why your life is the way that it is. It seems that all of the good things you always miss. Increasing inside, under the shadow of my presence, you can abide. And like Ezekiel, with dry bones in the valley, I blow and release my wind and my glory. So shadow of my breath, you can abide. And like Ezekiel, with dry bones in the valley, I'm blowing and releasing my wind and my glory. So breathe, breathe, For I am your healer, the one who makes you whole.
Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Carmel and the glades, just freeze your name. Let your breath come upon me. Your name.
Me down,
it's a
are kind, you are excellent, that's what makes you God.
You are good, you are kind,
yeah.
You are excellent,
yeah.
That's what makes you God.
Yeah.
You are good,
yeah.
You are kind,
you are
excellent, that's what makes you God.
Who can do the things you do?
That's what makes you God.
You're not like men to lie, oh, oh. Always keep your promises,
that's what makes you God.
When you talk, you do.
That's what makes you God.
You're the internal God.
That's what makes you God.
Always stop defining.
That's what makes you God.
Hey, 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 hey.
You are good.
Yeah.
You are kind.
Yeah.
You are excellent.
Yeah.
That's what makes you God.
You are good.
You are good, good, good. You are kind.
You are excellent. You're the greatest of the greatest. Straight as you come from a cross, you'll never change. Oh, oh, oh. I call you my papa.
You
never miss a slumber. You're always watching over. You'll never change.
You're
the only for thank God. Only for the Father. Omnipresent Father, you are everywhere. You never disappoint me. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hey, hey, hey. Since I was young, and now I'm getting old, Jesus, I've never seen. You'll never miss. Just like you, I will follow, follow, follow. I will call by your lucky lad. But no see you there when you come. People there will call you. Da 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 da. But no see you there when you come. People there will call you. La la da 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 da.
Father, I've come with the fruits of my lips, bringing you my sacrifice. Thank you, God.
Allah Brayande, the Brayande, Ibra Kupira Brayanda, Ibra Kapatu, Ireka Brayanda, Brayande.
I choose to worship you. Hallelujah. 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 Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Holy Spirit, move in our midst. Holy Spirit, breathe on us this morning. Breathe in our atmosphere. Holy Ghost, we surrender completely and totally to you. Have your way in this service. Have your way in our lives. Holy Spirit, take preeminence. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. Father, we praise you and we thank you this morning. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we praise. Lord, we honor you. Lord, we bless your name. You are worthy of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, when I think about your goodness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We all, I can say, thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for each and every one this morning. In the name of Jesus, those that are here with us and those that are at work, those that are part of us, those that are listening now, thank you, Lord, because each person is a special gift. Each person is your special gift, oh God. Oh, Father God, we are fearfully and wonderfully made in your image and your likeness. So, Spirit of the living God, thank you for keeping watch over us. Thank you, Lord, as we slept through the night. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We come to thy throne of grace this morning and we ask you, oh God, for mercy. Father God, forgive us of all the things that we've done that are not pleasing to you. Oh, sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, oh God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry out for mercy. Your mercy anew every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy upon our brothers and our sisters. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Have mercy, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. Father God, we truly repent of all that we've done for you, done, O God, against you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we thank you for the conviction of sin in our lives. For Holy Spirit, we thank you for the spirit of humility, that when we reap, O God, you will forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So, Father God, we repent of sin of omission and commission. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, Father God, let this day be a day of new beginnings in our lives. Let the blood of Jesus release the blood of Jesus in our atmosphere. Release the blood of Jesus in the cyberspace. Release the blood of Jesus in the network. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, Father, thank you for your blood. Thank you for your redeeming blood. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your precious blood. Thank you for your redeeming blood, oh God. In the name of Jesus, your blood, the blood of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for your blood. Father, we thank you. Oh, the master away, Koro, and the Koro must bet the Yako. Oh, the Abkaramasa. Oh, what a master, what a Yamasa, Koromasa, Oromasa. Hallelujah. Oh, Oromasa, the Koromasa. Oh, the master, the Koromasa. Oh, the Yamasa, the Koromasa. Oh, the Yamasa, and oh, the master, the Koromasa. Oh, the Yamasa, the Koromasa. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We bless you, O God. Hallelujah, oh God. We release the blood of Jesus in all the atmosphere. We took our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, the blood, we took our children in the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren, those that are connected to us, this environment, in the blood of Jesus, the airways, the cyberspace, the networks, in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, this morning, put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our children. We put the armor on our grandchildren, on our spouses, on our siblings, our nieces and nephews. On each and every one of us this morning, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you. Hallelujah. We give you glory, Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Have your way in our lives. Oh, Holy Spirit, thank you, oh God. We know that our Redeemer lives. Thank you for your faithfulness. Even when we are not faithful, you are faithful. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your grace, and thank you for your mercy. Oh, Father God, we bless your name. Father, we adore you. We thank you, Spirit of the living God. We thank you for your love and compassion. In the name of Jesus, Jehovah Jireh, you provide for us, oh God. Jehovah Nissi, you are the banner over our lives. Jehovah Sikanu, you are our righteousness. Oh, Father, we bless your name. We thank you, Lord, that you've never left us. You never forsaken us. Father God, your words are yes and amen. We thank you, God, that you are faithful. You are kind. You are loving, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your grace, your abundant grace. So, Father, this morning, oh God, we adore you. We worship you. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Holy Spirit, move in our midst. Touch each and every one of us. Open our hearts to receive what thus says the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, empower us. Holy Spirit, strengthen us. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. How great thou art. How great thou art. Good morning once again to each and every one of you this morning. Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles with me to 2 Kings 5. I will not keep you long. We'll just go into this. The Lord has given me a word this morning in the name of Jesus. Now Nahum, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and brought away captives out of the land of Israel, a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, "Would God, my lord, with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy." And one went in and told his lord, saying, "Thus the maid that is of the land of Israel." And the king of Syria said, go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel." I'm reading 2 Kings 5. "And he departed and took him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of raiment." I'm going to stop right there. I love this story. You've read it over and over. Naaman, Syrian. Hallelujah. That means he was, even though he was the captain of the host of the king of Syria, you know, God is no respecter of persons. God's ways is not man's ways. God's thoughts are higher. I want you to pay attention that our thoughts, his ways are higher than our ways. Many times we really do, most times humans, we misjudge God. We don't know what God is doing within our midst. Hallelujah. But he's sovereign. And he is God. Hallelujah. And so because he is our Father, he is the King of Kings, he is the creator of the universe, he is a CEO of the universe because he's God. Hallelujah. We honor him. We adore him. And we respect him. As you trust him. I don't know, but I trust him. We follow him. Where he leads me, I will follow. Hallelujah. But I trust he will. Every he leads me through, it might be whining, it might be rough, it might be in a valley, but he said that I will never, never leave you nor forsake you. He said when you go into the waters will not overtake you, the rivers will not overtake you. You go in the fire will not burn you. We see that. We see the Hebrew boys, they were not birds. Hallelujah. We see that when the children of Israel passed through, went through the Red Sea, the water never overtook them. Hallelujah. We see Daniel in the lion's den, and we don't see Daniel being torn to pieces, although those lions were vicious and they tore the others to pieces. But hallelujah, we see that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they went into the furnace, that even the doors that took them in died. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they lived. Hallelujah. So what am I saying to you this morning? I'm telling you about God's faithfulness. And I'm telling you this morning that his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Hallelujah. He's unchangeable. He's eternal. He's everlasting. Hallelujah. And God loves the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have an everlasting life. Hallelujah. So even when you see things happening in your life, you don't know whether it's God's hand or not God's hand. Hallelujah. That's why we pray these prayers and we say, Lord, nevertheless, let thy will be done. Father, I just do not know what you are doing. But I trust you, God. I trust you, Lord. Hallelujah. And I bless you, oh God. I trust you. And this is what we're supposed to say, hallelujah. Because we never know where he's taking us. You might think that next door neighbor that is so mean to you. Hallelujah. That God does not love that next door neighbor because of their meanness. You may think that God do not love your sister or your brother. Hallelujah. You might look at their life and say, oh, God do not love them. Maybe you think you're better because you go to church every Sunday. We play religion and we think we're better than those right next to us. But that's not God. I'm saying to you, that's why as long as you walk with God, you really, really gotta be sensitive to what he is doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is God. When God saw the prophet to marry the prostitute, hallelujah, he was bringing a message to the children of Israel. Hallelujah. What was his message? His message was the children of Israel were like prostitutes, and he still loved them. And he's calling them because although when you read Hosea that the prostitute kept going and what happened? Her husband kept taking her in. Although she did a bunch of stuff, God wanted to say to her, say to the children of Israel, I love you. My love for you is eternal. It's everlasting. So what is it? It's you. Even when we go out, hallelujah, he is faithful and just when we ask for mercy, he forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The Lord do not put things in remembrance. No, he does not. When we forgiveness, he does not remember them no more. He has the capacity to remember, but he chooses not to remember the things that we did before we came into closeness and relationship with Him. Even when we come into a relationship, we still do things. How does this connect to Naaman? Apostle, how come you're saying all of this? How does this connect? Because this is a man who is not a man. This Naaman, he's not an Israelite. This man is not an Israelite. This man is not in a covenant relationship with God. This man is winning the victory. He won so many victory. He's a mighty man who he doesn't even know who caused him to win, because he has not had an encounter with Almighty God yet. So he doesn't even know. He might think he's winning in his own power and in his own strength. And you can tell when they went against Israel, look what they did. They brought the little servant girl to the girl and made her a slave, this little maid. But do you understand that God had this all planned up? It just didn't happen. It just didn't happen. God allowed Naaman to win the battle, even though Naaman was worshiping an idol of pagan God. God empowered him to win the battle. God empowered him to, but when the West of the world to bring that girl, that little girl, into the womb, God is sovereign. The Naaman's wife was attentive. She wasn't a mean person. No, otherwise this girl would not have said anything to this woman. Hallelujah. But she knew when she said it, she knew that even though this man had a lot of, he was a man of valor, but he was a leper. So God is going to bring glory to his name. God is going to use little girl. She is placed in that home for such a time like this. Hallelujah. Do not dismiss things that God is doing in your life. God may send a person that you think that's so insignificant, but that person has coming to play an important role in your life. This little girl knew about Elijah. This little girl is in a covenant relationship with God. She knows about the God of Israel. And God is about to do something even better. He allowed Naaman to win battles when Naaman didn't know him. Now he's going to move forward to do something. God ways. Isaiah 55, let's look at that, and I'm going to end with that this morning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want you to be observant in your life. The Bible says in 55, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So God is telling you, no, I don't think the way you all think. Don't even put God in that box. Because if you're thinking one way, I don't care, your best thoughts is nothing to God. It's so low. My best thoughts are the lowest to God. Because he knows the beginning, he knows the end, and he has a plan for sinners, for people who don't know him. He has a plan for those who know him. He has a plan for all of us. So look in your life. Look over who is in your life for a reason. Everyone comes for a reason. Lord, what is the reason of this person being in my life? Lord, why do I have to fast this fast? Lord, ask God. Call unto me, and I will show you great and mighty things. Do not prejudge what God is doing in a person's life. Hallelujah. Lord, what do you want me to do? What is this purpose? Hallelujah. As we go over this story of Naaman, not this morning, but through this week, we will take it step by step. And by Friday, you should be shouting, praising God. Hallelujah. Sometimes the enemy God will set in your life is to elevate you. Hallelujah. They give the thought, they keep the destroy, but God is using them to motivate you, to bring you to another level in Him. Hallelujah. Sometimes the friends that did this and did that to you, God is going to use them to bring glory to His name. All things work together for good. For those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose, let us pray. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. We thank you, Lord, that you've shown us in so many different ways, that your ways are not our ways. Your thoughts are not our thoughts. Oh, God, we reference your way. We reference your thoughts. And we follow whatever way you lead us. Holy Spirit, continue to empower us. Continue to bless us. Continue to teach us. Holy Spirit, have your way. We surrender our lives to you. Oh, Holy Spirit, there are things we never understand. But we know through it all the Lord will lead us and direct us. Hallelujah. Lord, Daniel never understood that his story in the lion's den will be for us so that we can trust you. Trust your ways. Lean not on our own understanding. In all thy ways we acknowledge you. And you direct our path. So, Lord, we thank you. We ask you for mercy for prejudging you in the name of Jesus. Father God, lead us. Guide us. Show us. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. We thank you, Lord. And I pray you will open our hearts from you in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom. Thy power and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and the love of God and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And once again, to those that are mourning the loss of their relatives, we want to say, have my sympathy. Have our sympathy. May the Holy Spirit comfort your family and you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray that you have a wonderful and blessed day in the name of Jesus. Be blessed. Be blessed and be blessed. God bless you.